Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Mets last night take down the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-1. As Pete Alonso drives in 5 with 2 bombs, especially that second one late where he seals the game. 443 feet, an absolute bomb to deep left center field, and he's getting hot again, which, I mean, listen, when this, you know, he was carrying the Met offense early on in the year, he's kind of, again, slump is probably strong, but he's not been that same hitter and hitting his many home runs as he was at the start of the year. He's cooled off a little bit. He had the longest stretch of his career without a home run in the middle of all this, but he's back now. He is smashing the baseball. He played great defensively, especially in the Colorado series, so he's back on track. But to me, that's not even the talking point of the game. Pete Alonso hits home runs. That's what he does. Right? He's having a great year, don't get me wrong. Huge to drive in 5 of the 6 runs in this game. He's certainly one of the stars of this game. But to me, there's 2 talking points that honestly, especially, you know, 1, legitimate baseball, and 2, for what we do here. The 2 talking points of this game are, 1, first and foremost, Griffin Canning, who, again, for me, of the entire pitching lab, and we heard more about it, how they actually took Juan Soto in because he wanted to get better with his throws from the outfield. The pitching lab can even help your outfielders make better throws. But to me, exhibit A of how great the Mets pitching lab is Griffin Canning. I've been saying this a long time. I am absolutely floored at what he's become. They have been able to transition some aging pitchers who had, you know, great moments in their career but lost it, like Severino and Manaea, who apparently is getting ready to start a rehab assignment. It'd be nice to get him back. There was also news on the Vientos injury. It's a mild grade hamstring, so hopefully it's 2 weeks and he could be back. We'll see. Hamstrings are tricky, but hopefully it's 2 weeks and he's back with the New York Mets. But Griffin Canning is a different, like, it's different to me. I mean, even what we see with and how Clay Holmes continues to pitch well for the Mets, you know, I've been a Clay Holmes supporter since he was traded over to the Yankees in 21. He has been an all-star pitcher on 2 separate occasions. He's got great stuff. He's a little bit of a head case and had issues with the 9th inning and closing ball games for the Yankees, but his stuff has always been really good. That sinker is excellent. His slider, when it's on, as long as he's not, you know, hanging it, which he's done too many times, and it'll hurt you in one instance of a 9th inning. You have more time to actually find it and work on it through the course of a game as a starter. As impressed as I am with what they've turned him into as they're transitioning from a reliever to starter, I knew he was good. Griffin Canning hasn't really shown the ability to get outs at the level he's getting outs with right now at the major league level. And coming off the worst start of his career as a Met against the White Sox, He goes into Dodger Stadium off of that night last night, right? Or the other night. They lose that game the other night where they're down early. They come back. Big home run from Soto. They take the lead on Nimmo beating out a ground ball. They get an incredible pitching performance from Reed Garrett, who has second and third, nobody out, with Freddie Freeman. Was it Freddie Freeman to Oscar Hernandez? I forget who was after Freddie, but you pretty much get Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani on third and second. Nobody out with a one-run lead in the eighth inning, or the seventh inning, whichever inning it was. And Reed Garrett just goes, you know, through it, gets the strikeouts he needs, an incredible pitching performance. And then, obviously, as a down bullpen, Brazoban has to come out in the ninth. He gives up the home run to Muncy. You lose an extra innings. It's a gut punch. It's not a terrible loss, right? You won the night before. You're feeling good about how you're playing. It's extra innings again. You battled back from being down early. McGill gave you a reasonable start, a, you know, a pretty damn good start, actually, if you think about it. He was bad early on, gave up runs early, and then really settled down and was able to give that shortened bullpen some depth and some innings. But they were forced to go to Brazoban, who threw 30 pitches the night before. He gives up the home run. You lose in extras off that weird play where I don't know what Nimmo was doing. And you bounce right back, and you come out, and Alonso hits the home run early, and Griffin Canning just absolutely shuts down this Dodger team. A Dodger team that Max Fried could not shut down. A Dodger team that Ryan Yarbrough was able to shut down, amazingly enough. But an incredibly good, that was without Mookie Betts too. Mookie Betts back from his injury. Them coming off a big time come from behind win at home, had already lost the series at Citi Field, wanted to make a statement again here against the Mets. And he just absolutely shuts them down. It's incredible what he's doing right now. Incredible. I am absolutely floored with how good Griffin Canning is. And then you look at this series, like, it is a win for this pitching staff. It is a win for David Stearns. It is a win for what they're doing as an organization when they can come in against the Los Angeles Dodgers and throw Paul Blackburn, his first start back from injury, hadn't pitched since last August, and he comes in and shuts them down. Then you get Griffin Canning off of a bad start against the White Sox, who comes in, and the moment's not too big for him in a Met uniform, and is dotting the outside and just throwing great pitches with his slider. He gets Ohtani looking after falling behind 3-1 on back-to-back pitches on the inside corner. Like, he was just out there dealing. It's incredible. Every time you turn around, you're getting another surprising start. There's been a couple of duds along the way. They haven't been as perfect as they were at the start of the year. Obviously, McGill has given them a couple of clunkers. As I said, Canning wasn't great against the White Sox. But, man, oh, man, the idea they walked into a four-game set with the first three games being Paul Blackburn off injury, McGill and his miserable May, and then Griffin Canning off his worst start as a Met, and they got three really well-pitched games and two absolute gems to shut down the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's very impressive what they're doing. It is very impressive. Yeah, there's really nothing else to say. It's just, it's a massive feather in the cap again. And this is, you know, look, I know the Yankees lost to them in the World Series, and I know I downplayed that series between them. The tiebreaker is way down the list. And the likelihood of playing them, they have to get into the World Series before I would even have to think about the Dodgers. Who knows when the Mets would have to play the Dodgers? Who knows what round? Who knows if you're obviously head-to-head, the Mets have now, with this win and splitting this four-game set, have guaranteed themselves home field advantage in any tiebreaker against the Dodgers and have won the season series. And we'll look to go out today and make a further statement. But honestly, you never want to, you know, certainly there's no such thing as house money, and I'm not saying it's okay to lose, but
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've kind of done what you needed to do. You've kind of already accomplished the goal, which was to win the season series against this Dodger team, come out here and take a split of 4 games in Dodger Stadium, Chavez Ravine, and win a tiebreaker, feel good about yourself again, get really well-pitched games, shut down this Dodger team. And then the other aspect of it, now you're seeing Pete Alonso awaken, and you're seeing Juan Soto awaken. And it is amazing to me, as if you watch this game, it started to come on a little bit. You know, he had the good series against Colorado, back-to-back games with a home run. His OPS is already back up over 800 as last night. He drives in a run on a ground ball in the first inning of this game. He ends up with 3 walks in this game. Again, his OPS is back over 800, which is, I'll doubt if it ever sees below 800 again this series. But more than that, and this is amazing, that this is a legitimate talking point because it did disappear. I can't explain it. None of us know why. But we saw the legit Soto shuffle last night in this game. And it almost feels like a silly thing to say, but at the same time, it's not. We saw Juan Soto not only walk 3 times, but give you that. He spit on a pitch down and in, and he gives you the Soto shuffle. On a couple of other pitches, he gives you that half, you know, the front foot out of the box and just staring at the pitcher. On the walk, he kind of never turns his body towards first and kind of, you know, shuffles while looking at the pitcher, staring the pitcher down on the walk to first base. That is the body language that the New York Yankees saw every game last year. I mean, that's what's weird about it. The Soto shuffle didn't come and go as he was being successful. The Soto shuffle wasn't, oh, he's really feeling it. Here's the Soto shuffle. The Soto shuffle was there for slumps. The Soto shuffle was there during hot streaks. The Soto shuffle was there in the first inning. The Soto shuffle's there in the 9th inning. Like, it was just a part of his everyday game. And I can't explain why we haven't seen it as much. And I know this isn't the first night we saw it, but I can't explain why we haven't seen it all that much, but it feels like actual news, and that's crazy talk, but it feels like something actually tangible to say. Last night, I saw a bunch of that kind of body language, and then you look at what happened on the dugout, and Luis Angel Acuña was, I believe it was Luis Angel Acuña, I was watching a couple of different things, he was the one with the helmet, and he was having fun being a catcher in the dugout. They were laughing around. They were yucking it up. They're up on the Dodgers. Then they're up 6-1 late on the Dodgers. They're having fun. They're doing the bottle toss, and none of them can seem to land the Poland Spring bottle, and then Soto does it, and he's laughing and running through the dugout. There was joy from Juan Soto. There was joy in that dugout. There was joy with this team. And while I'm not going to make too much of a big deal out of it, It's something, I'm not saying this team entirely was joyless this entire year, because they're not. They have a great vibe. They have, you know, it's last year was a crazy OMG thing, and you can't compare year to year. Last year's vibes felt a little bit different. It was just getting started this time last year, those vibes. But yeah, at times last year at the end of the season, the vibes felt a little different than this team's vibes have felt. But that's not to say they haven't had fun. But Juan Soto has looked and felt like he has not enjoyed himself just yet. And again, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. I have never said it's because he hates being a Met or because he is desperate to still be a Yankee and he's, you know, regretting his decision. I've never said that. But it's hard to deny that the body language has indicated, for lack of a better term, unhappiness or something going on with him. Just not that same fun-loving, pure joy in playing baseball that the Yankee fans experienced all of last year. It just hasn't been there yet. And last night, I don't know what it was. I don't know why it felt different to me, because we have seen the Soto shuffle a little bit at times over the last few weeks. But the Soto shuffle and then his body language on the walks, it looked like him. And then he's having a real good time in the dugout, being part of, and again, not that he hadn't done that either. But last night, it all kind of just came out. Last night, they go into the best team in baseball, the super team. Yeah, they've got some injuries in the pitching staff, but still, the super team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, this great, you know, top of the lineup that we don't shut up about. And they go in there after taking the series in Citi Field, and they're yucking it up with a 6-run lead, beating up on the Dodgers. Soto's body language feels completely different. They're playing the cup flip. They're playing the Poland bottle flip game like my kid's baseball team does in the dugout. And it just felt like that's what you wanted to see from this Met team. That's what you wanted to see from Juan Soto. It's what you expected to see from him all year long. And I never really had a doubt we would see it. And he still, again, has a lot to, you know, I mean, he's still only hitting 230. His OPS is only right around 800. Those are not typical Juan Soto numbers. He's going to have to still continue to impact the baseball, but a couple of games with home runs, home run in this series, 3 walks in this game. That is Juan Soto. That is Juan Soto. And if Pete Alonso is going to take off again and Juan Soto is in the midst of finding himself and this pitching staff continues to do what it does, the Phillies lost the game in the bottom of the ninth to Toronto, so they pick up another game on Philly. They are in first place. They are beating up on the Dodgers. Alonso's hitting home runs. The pitching lab is doing above and beyond what you could possibly fathom them doing, beating the Dodgers with Paul Blackburn and Griffin Canning and getting out of jams, even though they lost that game, getting out of jams with the middle of that lineup up a run late in the game with second and third, nobody out. I mean, they are finding ways to win. They are bludgeoning them with home runs, and you are seeing Juan Soto acting and feeling like Juan Soto and playing like Juan Soto, which is ultimately the most important point. So that is a fun couple of days here in Dodger Stadium out west for them on these late night Coast baseball games, which I personally love. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I know most people have work in the morning or whatever. A lot of people don't stay up for these games necessarily. Well, if you didn't, you missed the fun one. You missed an absolute bomb from Pete Alonso, and you missed Juan Soto yucking it up with the fellas. And it just feels like we haven't seen that. I mean, let's be honest, questions all year long about if he's involved in celebrations and like the endless nonsense that we go over all this stuff. And I never bought into any of that. But I have to admit, as someone who wanted Juan Soto on his team desperately, someone who watched every single one of his at-bats last year when he was a Yankee, he has looked different. I'm not telling you why, and I'm certainly not trying to be a jerk Yankee fan and telling you we all know why. I don't know why. I don't. But I can tell you he walked 3 times, he's hit home runs, and damn it, if last night Juan Soto didn't look like Juan Soto.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.